Section 7. U.S. House District 1 Democratic Party Candidates. 2-year term. $174,000 salary. There are two candidates for the Democratic Party nomination for U.S. House District 1. Jamil O. Ahmad. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I can deliver true solutions to our nation's problems. Representative Bonamici, during her 14 years in Congress, has voted for faulted solutions. In 2022, she voted to increase tax credits to fight inflation, H.R. 5376. Unfortunately, injecting money into the economy increases inflation. In 2024, she voted to retroactively fund Biden's illegal war in the Middle East, H.R. 8034. Unfortunately, that encourages future presidents to start illegal wars and presume that Congress will vote to fund them later. She has voted for over $7 billion of military aid to prop up the King of Jordan. Unfortunately, we now have an aspiring king at home. I will deliver true solutions instead of the faulty solutions which career politicians vote for. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Congress must enforce the constitutional checks and balances on the president, such as the requirement that only Congress may declare war. Bonamici cannot be trusted with that task, as she voted to fund Biden's unauthorized war in 2024, H.R. 8034. The policy of war in the Middle East has increased the national debt, caused inflation and economic harm. Given Bonamici's votes to militarize the Middle East, she cannot be trusted to address any of those issues. The laws enabling administrative warrants need to be repealed. Representative Bonamici cannot be trusted to repeal these laws. She has given over $52 billion of military aid to Israel, supporting a system which openly uses administrative detention. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? Building a coalition to confront Russian war crimes will be more effective if we were not hypocritically funding Israeli war crimes. Insisting the president follow the Constitution will be more effective if we do it regardless of which party controls the White House. Efforts to reduce the national debt will be more effective if we are consistent, regardless of which party controls Congress and the White House. Legislation to reduce inflation will be more effective if it is not based on a faulty premise. There are two paths to improving the effectiveness of the federal government. Either our leaders need to change, or we need to change our leaders. Suzanne Bonamici. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? My first job was in my mom's small business, and I worked in retail for several years. I then worked my way through community college, and law school. I've been a paralegal at Legal Aid, a consumer protection attorney, active community volunteer, and state legislator. My advocacy for public education inspired my first run for office, and now I am a national leader on the Education and Science Committees. I've spent my career fighting for a better future for Oregonians, and I've earned a reputation as an effective leader who is always working to improve the lives of the people I'm honored to represent. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Too many people are struggling. Costs are rising, and inequality is rampant. Your tax dollars should improve your lives, not make them harder. Congress should be making it easier for people to afford childcare, housing, healthcare, including the right to make your own healthcare decisions, higher education, gas, and groceries. We face serious challenges as the authoritarian and corrupt Trump administration attacks democracy, cuts important programs like Medicaid and SNAP, sends ICE to target marginalized communities, starts an illegal and expensive war, and threatens the right to vote, all while profiting from its policies. Your representatives should work for you, not be beholden to bullies. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? Too many people have lost faith in the government and their elected officials. We need to do more to earn back the trust of voters by making a meaningful difference in people's lives. People need government to work for them, not for billionaires. The blatant corruption from the Trump administration is illegal and dangerous. I support a ban on congressional stock trading and significant campaign finance reform that addresses the dark money in politics. I support finding smarter, better ways to run government and reduce waste, but DOGE was a disaster. Indiscriminately slashing budgets and firing federal workers was chaotic, expensive, and hurt the government's effectiveness and ability to deliver for the American people.